Radio KCAW Sitka. I'm Ann Bryce, and joining me in the studio is Jeff Budd and Sarah Bronlin from the Wearable Arts Show. Susan Bronlin. I'm so sorry, Susan. My gosh. Susan. I must have known somebody. Okay, well, Susan Bronlin, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, no, thank you.
So tell me, that we're coming up on the 7th Annual Wearable Arts Show, March 7th. For people who don't know anything about the Wearable Arts Show, can you describe it a little bit, Jeff?
Sure, I can try. It is people come up with amazing different ideas. It's not a costume. It's wearable art. And the idea is that the human form is the, I guess, palette, if you will. Is that mm-hmm. fair, Susan? Mm-hmm. And that you can create anything you want. We have a theme. This year's theme is Seven Seas, Clean Seas. You can use that or not. And I think people like it because you can't be on the runway more than 2 minutes, so it's fast moving. If you don't like my piece, then maybe you'll like the next piece. I think young people like it because the music's fun. The music's constantly changing. Typically, the outfits are very, very bright and flashy and moving. Past examples are, I can only speak for myself, I had a blue tarp suit. And Susan can talk about her piece that was stunning last year. Last year, I became an artist and tried to do what I called arable art, which was inner tubes. And I think the concept was pretty good, but the putting it together lacked. And that was not the model's fault. That was totally my fault. So there's some stuff, and Susan can talk about it too. And you have the idea, but then make that idea happen is difficult. So I don't know if I answered your question. What you can expect is the unexpected and a fun show, and the audiences here are so great. It just makes it even more fun for everybody, the audience as well as the participants.
Great. And where did this all begin? So this is the 7th year. Well, how did you get started?
Well, it was an idea. Believe it or not, it originated in Ketchikan, Alaska. And New Zealand says they are the headquarters and the world headquarters for wearable arts, but they've been doing it 26 years, and Ketchikan's been doing it 28. So when I lived in Ketchikan, I would participate in it, and we brought the idea here because this town likes their stuff. And we are every bit as good as what happens in Ketchikan, or better in Ketchikan or Juneau or Anchorage or anywhere else. The stuff here is very, very good, and people are very, very creative, and it's for any ages. So we've actually had a baby in arm of a mom who did her outfit out of Pampers, and the baby's outfit was Pampers, her outfit was Pampers,
oh,
and the
goodness.
Little toddler was out of Pampers. So anything goes. You know, it's family-oriented. That's the only thing we would ask.
And Susan, you created your own design last year. Could you kind of describe what you created?
Well, first of all, I freaked out, and I had an idea. Sandra Bachlin, I had seen something on Pinterest. She'd created this clothespin collar, and the dress itself was very simple. It was kind of gauzy because, you know, that soft, hard piece. I felt it was amazing because it was three-dimensional, and I thought, oh my goodness, could I create something like this? It came down for me to who my model was going to be, and I asked Corey Shimada. And the moment I asked her and the moment she said yes, I knew exactly what I was going to create. And it was going to be kind of a 40s noir kind of idea. It was going to be a two-piece, which was a two-piece dress with many accessories. And it was interesting how I create is for everybody creates their own way. So for me, it was finding the muse, having that little bit of a spark to get that piece going. But as it unfolded, what came forward, like the first piece I made was the purse. The moment I made that purse, I knew what I was going to do with the rest of the dress. Now, at first I kind of freaked out that I was going to have to make the dress, I was going to have to do this. And Jeff made the suggestion, just go to the YD. The first trip that Corey and I made to the YD, found the jacket, found the skirt, and off and running we went. We had to adjust the skirt, and I had Cheryl Vastola help me put a little panel in, which was awesome. But it just unfolded. And I, you know, most girls get the shoe gene. I did not get the shoe gene. But I'll tell you, as I was creating those shoes, and that was the most difficult part. The collar and the shoes were the difficult part. But when I was finished with those shoes, I wanted those shoes. I mean, that shoe gene came rushing forward. So it's a lot of fun. And for me, it kind of unfolded. And I was kind of led to that next step. And, you know, when I was, it was clothespins. And I wasn't sure what to do with the clothespin on the suit. And I sat there for a long time, and then I just jumped in with what I've been looking at for weeks upon weeks. And then the hardest part was really doing that three-dimensional collar, which didn't really resemble Sandra's, but it was the inspiration for me to take it to that next level.
Great.
And I just want to encourage people, you know, you think you have to start these a year in advance. I started right around now. It was right around this time last year I started, and I just worked on it on a, you know, every other day or, you know, once a week, and I got it completed. Now, I know some people started a year before then doing different techniques, so it is what it is. And just I encourage people to go out and do it, because it's a fun creative outlet and it's a wonderful event.
Right. And so, and anyone can do it. Is that right?
Correct. Yep.
You okay, just, great.
Susan's right, but the time is less than 2 months away. So if you're going to make something, it's time to get your ideas, time to get your material, because you're going to run into some roadblocks on the way so that you can do that. And then they can get applications from, they can go online, the Greater Sitka Arts Council. It's a fundraiser for them. It's Think Art, Think Sitka, and they can go there. In a couple of days, we'll have the application. They can call me at 747-4821 or email me at jbudd3500@yahoo.com, and I'll get them one. Or just give me a call, and I'll get you one.
Okay, great. And it's all ages.
Anybody? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, but I think that you need to recognize there's going to be 400-plus people in there, and so you want to do a good job. So you want to prepare, and you don't want to get up there and have to follow Susan and say, oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you, the bar is set for me, so now I have to surpass what I did last year. So there's pressure this year.
Totally.
You go out the first time, you never, you know, it is what it is. But then if you set a bar, you're like, oh, you know, now mm-hmm. I have to pass that bar, at least meet it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And so it sounds like it is important to start your design earlier. And you were saying that for you especially, kind of knowing what your design was all about. Was important.
Yeah, and I think it was like, I think I asked Corey at Christmas time, and then it was like, boom, yes, I know what I was going to do. And we got together and, you know, everything fit, and we just started rocking and rolling with it. And it was a lot of late nights gluing. And that's when, you know, Jeff was saying, you know, you've got to prepare. Whitey ran, I mean, not the Whitey, Ben Franklin's ran out of glue sticks. So, you know, you've got to prepare.
right. And so what, do you have any advice for people who maybe haven't designed before? Any advice for them that they could?
Keep it simple. I mean, what's fun is looking at something, I mean, it was clothespins, looking at something very simple and reconstructing that, you know, it's just taking a very simple idea and letting your imagination run wild with it and letting the process unfold and flow, for me at least. And, you know, it doesn't have to be really, really complicated. A lot of times you'll see just duct tape holding a lot of these things together and glue sticks in my case. And it just, you know, don't make it harder on yourself.
Right.
Have fun with it.
Right.
If it's not fun, don't do it.
Right. And so I guess for people who are kind of wondering, I mean, what more should people know?
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of work. I think, you know, you should just try it. And if it's something that speaks to you, I know it's very well attended. It's always a packed audience, and we usually sell out. But it's always fun to see what people have done. I mean, last year somebody had taken cassette tape and strung it all out and made a beautiful gown out of it. It's always fun to see where people's imaginations go with it. And find your model or use yourself as your model and just go for it. And it's not that hard.
Right. Yeah. And are you designing something this year?
I think so. I think I have someone who's been, ever since she first saw the the wearable arts, she's always wanted to do it. And she's going to be 8, and she's got lots of ideas. She loves Project Runway, and she sits there and dances the whole time the runway is going on anyway. So I think she's going to be my model this year, and we've got to start. We haven't even started our ideas yet, and I know she's full of ideas. So We'll see where we go from here.
So. Oh, that's going to be so great. So it's March 7th, mm-hmm. the Sitka Wearable Art Show, 7th annual art show.
Yep.
So there's going to be some returning artists, some new artists. It's open to everyone. Tickets will be available 2 weeks in advance at Old Harbor Books.
Yes.
And if you would like to apply to be an artist this year, you can call 747-4821. That's Jeff Budd's number. Or go online, thinkartthinksitka.com. Susan Bronlund, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. My pleasure.